To all of God's beloved, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. The greatest news possible is announced. Today is the beginning of our salvation, the revelation of the eternal mystery. The Son of God becomes the Son of the Virgin as Gabriel announces the coming of grace. God is intervening. A new beginning, a new creation is happening. The Spirit is moving over a young woman as he moved over the waters at creation. And a new creation begins. The word is spoken. It is a mighty and active word. It's creative. The Lord is with you. This is no private conversation between the angel and Mary, but it is one that concerns each one of us vitally and involves each one of us intimately. We are the ones who still confess we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. And we are the ones who say and join with the blessed Martin Luther in affirming this same Jesus as my Lord. We see in this grace-filled announcement to Mary the pattern of what must also happen to us and in each one of us. The invitation is to, with Mary, receive him who is to come, to believe in his name, and so receive power to become the children of God. The promise is a share in a life which is the wonderful gift of our God, the fruit of the Creator Spirit. God becoming man. And this new life hinges on our faithful hearing and receiving this angel message. It's also meant for us that the Word of God made flesh has now come to dwell among us. Love caused his incarnation. Love brought him down to me. The announcement of grace keeps surprising us. And God's own Spirit keeps shaping us and hovering over us to mold us into hearers of the word. As the prophet Isaiah proclaims, morning by morning, he wakens my ear to hear as those who are taught. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I turned not backward. Unless we receive the good news of grace with Mary, like obedience of faith, the seed of the word will not bear fruit in us. Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Maybe like Mary, we are troubled at that unlikely greeting. Indeed, maybe even frightened. We respond characteristically to the announcement of what God wants to do in and through us by asking, how can this be? We cannot believe that God can actually do the impossible in the many virgin areas of our existence. Or we are frightened because we know we are unworthy, undeserving of God's grace. We are so conscious of our status as lowly servants that we exclude the possibility that our God will act to save us without all kinds of preconditions. But how good And that this announcement of God's grace comes to all of us who are afraid of our own unworthiness, or who have discovered the shallowness of our accomplishments. Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. And with this Annunciation Gospel, we focus on the grace which called out Mary's response. She was chosen by God as the concrete location where the incarnation will take place. She is the ladder of Jacob, if you will, the link between heaven and earth. For through her, God made his entrance among men in the person of Jesus, the Savior. Mary is blessed not because of what she is, but rather only on account of what God does in her. He has looked with favor on his lowly servant. God was in Christ, and Christ was in Mary. Lowly Mary has found favor with God and will give birth to the Savior of the world, to Jesus. In the person of one of us, God has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. For the sake of her humility and her complete trust, Mary is chosen to become the mother of the Savior. There are no preconditions. Her humility is not some mere virtue of wished-for lowliness, but rather her humility is genuine, simple. It is pure receptivity, which boasts only of God's grace. And did you hear Mary's response to the message? The obedient faith? I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. This is an active and loving self-giving to God, to his work in and through us. Obediently and willingly, Mary offers herself to the Lord. She places herself completely at God's disposal. She doesn't understand, but she says, "Yes, let it be as you have said." Everything is contained in that single word, obedience. And that's what you and I are to be. Servants. I believe that Luke presents Mary as this first hearer of the gospel, the first disciple, the first earthen vessel containing a treasure from God. She's presented to Theophilus and to all the lovers of God as a way to show what it means to live out the baptismal life. Mary is a model for us. Her faith is a prototype of our faith. Blessed is she who believed that there will be fulfillment of what is spoken of to her from the Lord. The church father, St. Augustine, saw in Mary the essential movement of grace that gives birth to faith also in us. Mary had first to conceive the Savior in her heart through faith and in humility before she could conceive him in the flesh. And even Luther echoes that assessment. Mary would never have conceived Jesus had she not believed the announcement of the angel, and the whole church marvels at her faith. Today, We want to marvel at what God can do also in us. And Mary is appropriate for us. She is an appropriate image of faithful response to this announcement of the gospel. The one who at first was afraid is overwhelmed by the greatness of the Lord's gift. The angel had said, "The Lord is with you." And he is with us and has chosen us to serve him and to be empowered by him. That's what we say in that salutation every time we celebrate the Lord's Supper. The Lord be with you. It's a way of saying we have all been chosen to serve our God. And we are empowered by that gospel. O Lord, how shall I meet you? Turn to Mary, who says, "Let it be according to your word." Mary shows us the way of obedient faith and trust through which Jesus is gathering us, his family. And about that family, he says, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Luther saw in Mary the fulfillment of God's promise to all of us. What great comfort God has shown us in you, but so graciously regarding your unworthiness and low estate. God will also grace us. We too have found favor with God when he came upon us in the waters of holy baptism. That same Spirit overshadowed us. The power of the Most High overshadowed us. And we have been born as his children and by his grace called holy, saints, people set apart. By the power of the Holy Spirit, we are able to say with Mary, "Let it be according to your word." All believers respond in the same way. And that is great cause for rejoicing. So let us also join with the Blessed Virgin in singing our Magnificats to the Lord, who has graced us despite our unworthiness. She has done nothing less than portray in her praise and proclaim in her faith the very source and goal of the world's salvation. We are the generations who call her blessed, to praise the Son of God, whose mother she is. And by remembering Mary, we are able to keep clear focus the glory, the full glory of her Son. Perhaps an ancient devotion of the church, the Angelus, can help us. The angel of the Lord brought Mary the message, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be according to me, according to your word." And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, gentle comforter, by whom Jesus the Christ became incarnate in the Virgin's womb, open our hearts and our lives to Jesus, the Son of God, that he may indeed live in us, and that we in our turn might bear him to the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit are one God, with dominion over us forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.